So we've spent a lot of time in the past week talking about the CDC recommendation that all children in America get the COVID shots, and that all of the boosters as part of their regular vaccine regimen will be added to the schedule. That's even though COVID poses zero risk to children. Even though Big Pharma admits the shots provide protection lasting just a few months. Even though the shots can cause myocarditis and heart failure and all other kinds of real health problems. Dr. David Martin has been fighting this battle against the COVID industrial complex from the very beginning. He joins us now to discuss this latest development. So, bioweapon shots for kids, your take.
You know, Stu, I said this at the beginning. We have to remember that they told us what this was. Remember that in April of 2020, and this, you know, it's going to feel like a history lesson because we have to make sure we're looking at history. In April of 2020, the CDC said that these mRNA shots were experimental gene therapies. And it turns out that if they were branded and marketed as experimental gene therapies, which is how they were classified in April 2020 by Moderna's own statements, by BioNTech's own statements, we wouldn't be having this conversation. But because the CDC and because the FDA decided to violate the Clayton Act and the Federal Trade Commission Act of 1914, and because of a violation of federal statutes, we are now having a conversation about putting a lethal injection into children.
How does the CDC hold the sway to unilaterally make this decision?
Well, here's the thing. They don't. And this is where, unfortunately, and you know, I'm probably going to be banned from the even cool club here, Stu. People are celebrating this New York decision, the New York Supreme Court's decision about, you know, reinstituting people with their jobs who were threatened and coerced into taking the shot at pain of losing their jobs. And I'm not suggesting that there isn't a small victory here, but here's where the problem is, always has been, and still lives. Even the people who are fighting the fight are still stipulating that this is a vaccine.
Right.
And the Federal Trade Commission very clearly, under the 1914 Act, which authorized it, and then under the 1938 Wheeler-Lay Act, which is where we specifically got into deceptive medical practices and deceptive trade practices, made it illegal for somebody to use a term to imply that a thing does a thing it doesn't do. And as you quite correctly said, this does not stop infection. This does not stop transmission. And as such, it is not a vaccination. And because it is not a vaccination, we should not be stipulating that in any actions that we take anywhere in any court. And the tragedy is the FDA and the CDC decided to hijack the term in April. Because, Stu, if we told parents this was an experimental gene therapy,
none of them would have led their kids to the slaughter.
We would have had the Catholic Church losing its mind. We would have had the Mormons losing their mind. We would have had evangelical Christians losing their mind. But the minute we put it under the wrongfully applied Jacobson determination on public health, which if you go back and read Jacobson in 1905, and if you go back and read the definition of vaccination in the 1986 National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act, the vaccination definition does not apply to this shot. And that's the reason why what the CDC and the FDA have just done in terms of recommending childhood injections is not only an illegal act, but it should be immediately litigated as a deceptive medical practice and a deceptive federal trade practice. And the fact of the matter is, to this day, Stu, I have tried to get lawyers across the country to take this case. And this one is a mountain too high to climb by every single jurisdiction. And so what we're doing now is we're trying to actually change the game. As you know, we're going after criminal prosecution, but that's a whole nother story. But the point is, the actions that they have taken are illegal. There is no question about it. All you have to read is the 1938 Wheeler-Lay Act, which is an amendment to the Federal Trade Commission Act of 1914. And if you read that specific amendment, what they're doing is illegal.
So you said it doesn't stop the spread and it doesn't stop illness, therefore it is not a vaccine.
Correct.
It never jumped from an animal to a human. It never went from human to human. Therefore, it was never a virus. Do you agree with that?
No. And listen, remember that Ralph Baric's patent said infectious, replication defective. And replication defective means it's not moving from a person to a person. This is a transmission already mutated structure.
It weapon was of designed, mass destruction. It's biowarfare.
Right. It was designed to hit the target. It was not designed to permeate the community.
Was it designed to push people towards these shots so they would voluntarily?
Well, no question. But remember that the entire process that we went through in the spring and summer of 2020 was this mind control exercise where we were supposed to self-inflict the bioweapon as the only choice we had. And remember that the emergency use authorization was only effective if there were no treatment alternatives. And just recently, we've seen the admission that it turns out hydroxychloroquine was effective.
Ivermectin.
And when we look at the toxicity studies that were done on remdesivir by the NIH, and I want to be really clear on the patient population. Stu, this was HIV patients who were getting COVID treatment with remdesivir. When remdesivir was killing those patients, already immune compromised, already HIV positive, when the NIH was treating those patients and it looked like remdesivir was killing them, you know what they gave them, Stu? They gave them hydroxychloroquine. It's in their own study. And in 7 days, the AIDS patients getting remdesivir treatments for COVID got better. Now, that's their data. And that's their data from last year. There was never an authorization legally for the emergency injection of a single person on this planet.
But the FDA approval did happen, correct? I mean, that's a fact.
Well, it didn't. That's the funny thing. If you go back and you really look at the approval, it's still not an approval because the public redacted elements have never been publicized and approvals require full transparency. We still don't have a single evidence of a manufacturing of the actual alleged approved product. As a matter of fact, we're destroying experimental use product that's still in circulation. So the fact of the matter is, as much as people pretend to dance on the edge of the approval is an authorization that says after the EUA expires, then you probably might have, wink, wink, nod, nod, you might have access to the thing. But under the EUA, which is still how all this stuff is being administered, there is not an approval, there's an authorization. And those are two different things.
So either way, it was illegal the way the entire thing was conducted, which led to the lockdowns,
beginning to end.
Led to the mandates, it led to the employer coercion, it led to service people dropping dead all over the place, 1,000% increases in neurological problems among pilots. Lieutenant Colonel Teresa Long suggested that every pilot at Fort Rucker ought to be grounded who's been inoculated with this thing. Yep. It was criminal. So with that being said, yesterday, Stanford Graham was telling me that you now have a multitude of sheriffs that are ready to take this to the criminal referral level. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah. So here's what we're doing. We have actually decided that since the attorneys general generally across the country have decided that this is a dog too big to fight.
Yeah. They don't have any balls. Well,
what we've decided is to go to sheriffs and prosecutors in jurisdictions where we have a combination of the following two things. And by the way, this is a pitch. If you know of anybody, if anyone listening to this knows of anybody who has this profile of a patient, we are looking for all of them. What we're looking for are people that got the shot and then were treated with remdesivir. And the reason for that is that getting the shot and being treated with remdesivir puts you in a very special class. And the people who died from getting the shot plus remdesivir have two different murder counts that are available in terms of prosecution. We have actually premeditated murder and we have reckless homicide. And what we're doing is we're working with sheriffs who are now willing to take those cases, who are willing to actually prosecute murder and negligent homicide and reckless homicide cases against the federal perpetrators, and that means Fauci, that means Barrick, that means the crowd that actually built the weapons, but it also means against the doctors, the physicians groups, and most importantly, the hospital administrators who have profiteered on the back of these deaths.
And you have a couple dozen of these sheriffs that are ready to rock and roll.
That is right. We have 15 so far. We are currently aggregating patient cases, and anybody in the public who has someone who died after the shot and after being treated with remdesivir, anybody in the public who has that needs to go to prosecutenow.io, put your name and contact information in place, and Stan Graham will reach out and build the profile. We have several plaintiffs now who are the deceased that have suffered from this injection plus remdesivir treatment protocol, which was premeditated murder the day they injected people with remdesivir.
The dead cannot speak for themselves. It's our jobs to speak for them.
That's exactly right.
That is, I mean, this was said in the brand new trailer that's coming out for Died Suddenly by Richard Hirschman, an embalmer who is pulling these, God knows what they are, out of these people. Yeah. They've been described as fibrous clots. Yeah. This is, accountability has to be the next phase.
There's no question. And listen, the sad thing is, as you know, Stu, I've been a broken record on this. Was an antitrust case in the spring of 2020. It turned into a RICO case in the summer of 2020, and then it turned into a murder case, right? I mean, this is the way organized crime always works. It always starts out where we could stop at the racketeering and criminal, you know, conspiracy level. It could have stopped when we actually went into the racketeering and the suppression of medical alternatives. Remember, hydroxychloroquine was not a new drug, not a novel drug, has been used for decades. And as a matter of fact, not only used for decades, the very organization that actually is part of the architecture of the COVID pandemic, Johns Hopkins University, was made famous because of the work of Dr. John Hopkins, who in fact was the guy who was using hydroxychloroquine for malaria treatment. So the idea that somehow or another we didn't have an alternative when the NIH was using that means that the entire promulgation of the EUA was an illegal act, should never have been done. And now that there are murders that are a result of this, now we are actually prosecuting the murders.
All right. So we have a very active audience that's looking for something that they can do. So prosecutenow.io. Is there a specific jurisdiction, state or county that you're looking for these cases in so that you're not getting them from areas that have sheriffs?
Yeah. The answer is yes. And the answer is we're not going to let them know we're coming. We actually are building these cases. What we do have is a predominance of Midwestern and Southwestern U.S. And by Southwest U.S., I mean, draw a line across from, let's say, St. Louis, Missouri, and look at the lower left quadrant of the map. So if it's Southwest, it's in that region. Those are the places where you have sheriffs that are most willing to take action. And so, but we're looking nationally. We do have a few sheriffs on the East Coast. By and large, they're few and far between, but we definitely have the southwestern quadrant of the United States is where we have most of the sheriff activity. And if we have, and remember, what we're looking for is you got the shot, you got alleged COVID, you were treated with remdesivir and killed. That plaintiff becomes the plaintiff that will win this case.
Man, I am so looking forward to it. You know, it's not hyperbolic to say indict, try, and fry. And I just pray that in our lifetimes, Dr. Martin, that we see that.
Oh, well, I'll tell you, Stu, you know, one of the things that I have been committed to is I still believe, even though the evidence is overwhelming against this, I still believe that if we as citizens of this wonderful country actually want to have a respectful future, then we actually have to use the remedies that are in front of us. Even if we know courts are corrupt, even if we know judges are corrupt, we still need to be swinging for the fences. I'm going to keep doing that. I know you are going to keep doing that. And the fact of the matter is, we will have our day where justice is served. There's no question in my mind.
Prosecutenow.io from anywhere in the nation specifically. And most of these sheriffs are in the southwestern quadrant of the country. But anywhere that you are, if you know somebody who was injected and then later treated with remdesivir and then died, this is who Dr. David Martin is looking for. Go to prosecutenow.io and enter your information. Dr. Martin, always a pleasure having you.
People Great to are see you, Stu. Thank you.
People are out here dying suddenly. And nobody can
deny. Exactly right.
For the first time in a millennia, a famine of biblical proportion is hitting the earth, and it's by design. War has created scarcity. Fertilizer production has been wiped out.
The price of fertilizer is up 128%.
Food processing plants are exploding. Herds of cows are being massacred and buried.
This is a very abnormal event.
The Great Reset demons have created the crisis, but a generation of great resistors following King Jesus have the solution.
HeavensHarvest.com. Get there right now.
Prepare for the worst by trusting the best. HeavensHarvest.com has a delicious plan to conquer starvation. It's real food, high quality, tastes great.
He's actually really good.
Trust Heaven's Harvest today. Order food for the year and a bucket of heirloom seeds. Affordable, available, ready for the fight ahead. Heaven'sHarvest.com.